It is well known during the last 15, 16 years that it is really a peace for capital. Now, between 1991 until 2006, about $1.6 billion of investments came to Israel because many companies thought that there is a peace in the region and there's a good chance to make Israel as an economic base, technological base, so as to rule or dominate the Arab countries economically and also politically and culturally, if you like. But despite of that, Israel all the time were saying that there is no Palestinian partner. And at the same time, they were waging an economic war against the Palestinians despite of the so-called peace process. Now, this peace process inside the Palestinian society, in fact, it was supported by three political, economic, or class factions. The first faction is the bureaucratic capitalist ruling faction, which is Arafat and his people. The second Palestinian social class started a joint ventures with Israeli capital inside the West Bank and Gaza Strip. And the third faction is the Palestinian financial capitalism. The Paris Economic Agreement stated as follows, that the Palestinians shouldn't have the right to import or export without doing that through an Israeli partner, which means that no free trade from the West Bank, Gaza to outside. The Israeli settlements have the right to the what's so-called natural expansion. The Palestinian Authority, as I said, gained from the Israeli to govern the Palestinian people in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, to collect taxes, but not to make any or to adopt any form of development policy. All the money which is donated from the donor countries to the Palestinian self-rule were spent for a huge bureaucratic structure of the Palestinian regime, which is about 200,000 people. About 1 million people are dependent on the regime itself, nearly one-third of the population. This is the situation of the Palestinian West Bank and Gaza Strip or self-rule until now.